A homeless man who set fire to two Burnaby restaurants, one of them twice, was frustrated and overwhelmed and wanted to teach somebody a lesson, according to information presented at his sentencing hearing. Stephen Sean Sorensen, 49, was in Vancouver Supreme Court Thursday to be sentenced for three acts of arson in 2020. A jury found him guilty in November of setting fire to popular Korean restaurant Jang Mo Jib, 5075 Kingsway, and Sushi Oyama, 5152 Kingsway, on April 11, 2020. He had already pleaded guilty to another arson at Sushi Oyama on November 6, 2020. A new surveillance system installed after the first fire caught Sorensen on video shortly after midnight on November 6, 2020, carrying a cardboard box up the stairs to Sushi Oyama's patio doors, according to information presented in court by Crown Prosecutor Philip Sebelin. The video shows Sorensen place the box near the doors and bend over it, Sebelin said. Shortly after, the video shows the box in flames that eventually reach up to the roof. If not for the sprinkler system, the restaurant could have sustained catastrophic damage, Sebelin said. Combined, the three fires wreaked $571,234 in loss and damages, $10,000 of which Sushi Oyama had to pay out of pocket in the form of insurance deductibles, according to Sebelin. He said it was concerning that Sorensen's reasons for setting the two restaurants on fire are unknown. Why he went back the second time to Sushi Oyama is also concerning, Sebelin said. A presentencing report provides the only clues to Sorensen's motives. He was homeless, frustrated, overwhelmed, Sebelin said, citing a section of the report. He indicates he did not know how to cope with his circumstances and wanted to teach somebody a lesson. He recognizes his actions were extreme. The targets of the arsons, which occurred during the first and second waves of the COVID-19 pandemic in BC, were both Asian restaurants, but Sebelin said there was no evidence to indicate the offenses were motivated by hate. Sebelin said Sorensen, who has been in custody since January 5, 2021, should be sentenced to 2 years in jail, after time and a half credit for time served, and 3 years of probation. He argued the arsons were planned and deliberate, did extensive damage to the restaurants and were dangerous. The restaurants were not occupied at the time of these fires, but how would Mr. Sorensen know that? Sebelin said. Sorensen, who is representing himself, asked for the sentencing to be adjourned because he didn't get the Crown's sentencing materials until the day before the hearing Thursday. His next court date is set for April 21. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.